Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Burmes of the InfoWarrior.com, sitting in for Alex Jones as we speak. Alex is on the line. Alex.
Hello, my friend. You know, I was ranting there about this control grid that they're putting into place. And already, every major industry, doctors, CPAs, school teachers, more and more groups are making them thumbprint digitally into a criminal database to have jobs. This is what the new world control grid is going to be about. That's what we were talking about. That's why self-sufficiency is so important. And ladies and gentlemen, they have already spent 14-plus trillion. I know I've been saying 12.8 trillion. It's now 14-plus trillion in the total commitments and banker bailout. And now Congress wants $92 billion more this week. Obama's coming out saying trillions more on top of that. But they already have a blank check in the banker bailout. So when he says he wants more money, he means a new law with even more power and control. They're handing Chrysler over to Fiat, Bilderberg Group owned. We cover that in Endgame. So with all of this going on, state sovereignty is more important than ever. Look how far we've come, where governors are talking about, you know, declaring sovereignty, and then Perry tries to make it about secession when it's not about secession. It's about putting the feds back in their place, arresting the bankers, getting control of our nation. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up this segment before the state senator comes on with his breaking news. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I keep trying to explain to you, summer is normally, and every year we've seen until last year, way down. Precious metals are way down during the summer. Instead, it's racing up right now, just like last year, as the world dumps the dollar, as China dumps the dollar. You can just do a search on China buying up metals, and you'll see it. I believe in buying gold and silver. I bought a little bit more silver yesterday, these beautiful Lakota rounds. I believe in this, and Ted bought this stuff when gold was at 870, when silver was down over a dollar. It's now up way over that. Just absolutely amazing. Ted, explain to people, because this is such a great deal. You've got gold and silver at the price it was a couple weeks ago when both of them are way up right now. So folks are guaranteed to get the old price of a market that was down while the market's up. I mean, that's eating your, you know, that's having your cake and eating it too, Ted.
It sure is. I can tell you right now, silver hit a high today of $14.18. And currently right now, 14.03. When I locked in those Lakotas at first, we were at 18.50, and then silver dropped down to about $11.50, and I was able to bring down my price for Lakotas down to 17.71. And right now, silver's up over $14 again. That's higher than it was when I originally locked it in, which means the Lakotas are going to be closer to $19 a piece rather than $17.71. So if you want to get in on something that's really at a bottom basement level, plus also, I mean, it's just so great. I mean, it's a coin right now. They're flying in the face of the Federal Reserve. And, Alex, you're hitting it right on the head. I mean, that the Chinese want to get out of the dollar so bad, and they're just looking for liquidity. And that's why you're going to see inflation, and you're going to see a loss of purchasing power here at home. It's all about that TARP, and that is there's just way too much money coming into the system.
Absolutely, and Ted, let's explain to people. Back when silver was $2 lower, roughly, than it is right now, these Lakotas were selling for $25 on eBay. You've got them for $19 right now. You already sold out of what you had. More just came in on Monday. That's how I was able to get a couple rolls. That is the most gorgeous. It's got collector value, and Ted is selling it lower than you will find it anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I would move on those Lakotas. But more importantly, Ted, people need to get portable. They need to get control, not to be in this digital beast system with this digital money in the banks. Folks, you are insane if you don't at least hedge your bets and move some of your money out of stocks and bonds and cash into gold and silver. In fact, you even got some platinum and stuff. When we come back briefly, tell folks about some of the gold, some of the silver, some of the other metals you've got, and then we'll go to the senator from Oklahoma. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only. GCN Radio Network. Sitting in for me is Jason Burmes. The wild horses couldn't drag me away after 17 days of straight broadcasting. I'm calling in on the 18th day. I can't help it. I smell blood. We're going to bring down the new world order, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're going to go to Senator Brogdon in just a moment. But finishing up with Alex Jones and Ted Anderson right now. We want to know what the best deals on precious metals are. Because, again, we do want to hedge our bets. I mean, the dollar's done. The banks are just getting endless amounts of money. And just keep asking for these bailouts. It can't last forever. How are you going to protect yourself? Well, you can do so through Midas Resources. Alex, Ted?
Absolutely. I was just going to, first off, commend the senator for what he's doing in this hard fight going on in Oklahoma. And now all over the country, we've gone from 3 or 4 months ago, people laughing at us about the state sovereignty movement, to now the establishment's very scared, trying to demonize it, claiming we want violent secession on CNN and places. All we're saying is 10th and 9th Amendment, reassert the Bill of Rights Constitution. The states made the federal government. We can change it or abolish it. But in closing here with Ted Anderson, folks, I only promote what I believe in. And I believe in gold and silver, and I've been pushing it for the last 5-6 years, back when gold was at $300 an ounce, $360 an ounce. You know, now it's been up as high as 1,000 plus. It's going back that way. Summer's normally the dead time, and we see it up above, you know, 1,000 right now. I mean, up above 900 on gold, up above 14 on silver. I mean, there is so much going on, so much happening. So I wanted to bring Ted up just briefly because he is one of the biggest silver and gold brokers in the country. He's also a patriot, you know, somebody, you know, behind Congressman Ron Paul. with the flights you saw all over the country, you know, with the Ron Paul Air Force out there. I mean, he's just such a great patriot in the fight against the New World Order. So this is the company to get your gold and silver from. It's also the company to get the best deal because Ted's smart. He buys when it's low and then sells it at the low price when it's high. That's how he's destroying his competition. That's why you hear his ads for Midas Resources all over national radio, not just here on the network, because Ted has been so competitive that he's becoming one of the biggest players. But in closing, Ted, just tell folks about some of the gold you've got.
Yeah, sure. We right now have the Frank gold piece right now at 214, which is the same price. People know that because they heard me just talking about it last week. We have the British Sovereign at 267. Again, that's before gold went over $900 an ounce. You said $19 on the Lakotas, but we are carrying them at 1771, which is exactly the same price when silver was at 1150.
Hold on. Excuse me, Ted. Excuse me. On Monday, when you got more in, I bought them at 1760, whatever, from you, and I said, can I buy a couple more rolls next week? And you said no. By the end of the week, they'll be 19. That's why I misspoke. You're saying you're keeping it at that price?
I'm keeping it at that price for today and perhaps tomorrow, depending upon the quantity. I didn't want to sell out of everything. I want to give my customers a chance to buy these things. I can tell you right now, Alex, I'm locked in. I might have, I think I've got about 6,000 coins left at that 1771 price, and then they're going to go up. I mean, you can look on YouTube right now, or YouTube, Google, or eBay right now, and you'll see them there 20 to 25, so the price is good. We also have some U.S. Eagles. We've got a list of different coins, U.S. Eagles, Maple Leafs. There are platinum and palladium coins.
You do have some Buffaloes.
Buffaloes. We do have a few of those, so if you're interested in those, you can call about them. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I've been accumulating quite a bit here while the prices are lower. So if you need to have quantity, just give us a call because we can do it right now.
But here's the key. Here's the key, and then we're going to get out of here and let the senator come on. And I appreciate Jason Berman sitting in today, and we appreciate the senator. And we're praying for his work and everybody else's that are out there fighting for this republic in this serious hour. Bottom line, folks, Ted is giving you the price before gold and silver exploded. You cannot beat this. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Folks, I thought it was a great deal at 19 on these Lakotas. I didn't know he was keeping these gorgeous silver coins with a Native American warrior on the front and a buffalo on the back. I mean, these things are collector, and he's selling them below what junk silver is being sold for right now. I mean, you cannot beat that deal. 800-686-2237. And I guess the brokers will be there till midnight tonight. But you got to tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or you will be paying more for the gold and the silver. Make sure when you call, you tell the brokers that you heard Ted Anderson offer it here on this transmission. That's correct, right, Ted?
Yep, that's right. That's what I need to have you do.
800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order demonizes gold and silver for a reason, because they print up fiat money and they buy it up themselves. The globalists hoard this in their private vaults and government vaults. They sit on it like Smog the Dragon while telling you that you need some good paper fiat or some good derivatives, you know, some good Enron stock. We're telling you gold and silver is the way to go. Is it perfectly safe? No. But it's been the only real money for 6,000 plus years. It is the safest bet. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Well, folks, I'm supposed to be on vacation for 2 or 3 days so I can decompress it for 17 days straight, but I'm going to get out of here and let the senator get on. God bless you all. Thanks, Jason, and thanks to the crew and all the affiliates.
All right, thank you, Alex. And with that being said, we're going to go right to Senator Rodney Brogdon and get the latest on these two separate bills, HCR 1028 and HCR 1003, or I'm sorry, HJR 1003, which apparently has passed the House and Senate and was vetoed by the governor, but they just passed this latest one, 1028. What's the status right now?
Well, in fact, the governor, Governor Brad Henry here in Oklahoma, vetoed HJR 1003, which was a Senate joint resolution that had the rule of law in the bill itself, and he rejected that. He, out of hand, he vetoed a 10th Amendment resolution. Now, let me try and put that in perspective. Here is the leader of our state, the governor of the state of Oklahoma, sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States as well as the Oklahoma Constitution, and he vetoed a 10th Amendment resolution. if there is any one group or any one person that should support the Tenth Amendment, it should be the state legislature and certainly the highest officer of the land here in the state of Oklahoma, that's the governor. Yet he chose to side with the insiders in Washington, D.C., allow the continuation of the overhanded and heavy-handed long arm of the federal government to sweep down again into the state of Oklahoma and allow D.C. politicians to continue to run the state of Oklahoma. So what we decided to do was to run a House concurrent resolution, which does not have the rule of law tied to it, but it shows the will expressed by the state legislature. And, you know, it's really a shame that we even have to do something like this. The Tenth Amendment is the Tenth Amendment. And I guess Governor Henry thinks that since he vetoed our resolution that he really doesn't even have to abide by the Tenth Amendment anymore, but he's going to figure out that that's wrong. So we're going to help him realize that.
So what are the next steps? Now that this this new bill has passed, 1028, this concurrent resolution, where does it go from here?
Yeah, 1028 passed the House yesterday, and it'll be heard on the Senate floor next Tuesday. I'm the Senate author again on this resolution, and we'll get it passed off of the Senate floor. It'll go directly from there to the President of the United States and to every member of Congress, expressing our will as the Oklahoma State Legislature, we're telling the federal government to stick to their business. They have very limited role to play. There's only 19 or 20 enumerated powers that are spelled out and clearly defined in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. And we are telling Congress to cease and desist of all activity that falls outside of their enumerated powers. And they need to stick to their business, and the state of Oklahoma will stick to our business, and we need to keep those separate. I'm telling you, the heavy burden that the federal government is currently placing on the states with their stimulus money, with the TARP, the bailout money, creating generational debt, and state legislators around the country are standing in line with their hand out, wanting all this free money and manna from heaven, but let me tell you, Jason, what's happening, we should be dealing with the difficult problems today, and we're not doing it. And I can tell you, we're going to be forced to deal with some very impossible situations in a very short period of time. Shame on the politicians that are refusing to deal with the problems today and pushing these problems off to our kids and our grandkids. Shame on them.
I couldn't agree more. Now, how can people in the state of Oklahoma and outside of the state of Oklahoma support you and help you with this?
I would invite people to go to my website. First of all, I'm running for governor. I announced several weeks ago, and we are in the process of obviously raising money and building a statewide volunteer network. Go to randybrogdon.com. Join the team, contribute to the cause of freedom. You know, your listeners may wonder, well, why would I want to even think about giving money to a politician I don't even know in the state of Oklahoma? You know, how does that benefit the state of Alabama or Mississippi or Tennessee or California? Let me tell you how it benefits. I believe with all my heart, Jason, that one person can make a difference. And I've seen that. During my tenure over the last 7 years serving in the state legislature, I was instrumental in stopping the Real ID bill here in the state of Oklahoma. I was instrumental, these are all my legislation that we got passed, to stop the NAFTA Superhighway from coming up from into the state of Oklahoma. I got the transparency bill passed where we created a website where every penny that is being spent in the state of Oklahoma is up on a Google search type website where everyone can go online and see where every dollar is being spent, something that's never happened before. One person can make a difference, and I know leadership makes a difference. You know, it's one thing to lead, and it's another thing to lead in the right direction. And and I am calling on patriots around the country to support me today in my race for this governor. Because
absolutely, and we're going to have you over in the next 5 minutes and tell people where they can go to support you. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 7, 2009. Gold opened up this morning at 920.70. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 947.27, 473.64 for the half ounce, or 236.82 for a quarter ounce. That's 947.27, 473.64, or 236.82.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asiax Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Way up north, way up north. North to Alaska, go north for Russia's own. North to Alaska, go north for Russia's.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And let me tell you why it's very important to get State Senator Randy Brogdon elected. Because a governor is one in 50. He then has a position on a national stage to bring about real talk about real issues that matter, issues that are important to anybody in the know about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. that are pro-sovereignty movement, especially for Oklahoma. So if you're outside of Oklahoma, you can help him get elected by helping fund his campaign and making more and more people aware of what's really going on around them. What's the website?
RandyBrogdon.com.
And so what are the plans in the next, you know, few months gearing up for this sovereignty movement and running for governor? I mean, you're obviously a very busy man, also a state senator.
Well, we're finishing our legislative session here in 2 weeks, and then I'll be on the campaign trail full-time for the next 50 months until the primaries in July of 2010. And my goal is to get all 77 counties in the state, meet as many people as I can possibly meet, raise money, just enough money to get my message out. And I can tell you one thing that I know about my message, it sells. It is wildly popular with the people. Oklahoma is a very populous state, and our government is set up that way. And, you know, this year I've got two other constitutional amendments that I got passed that'll be on the ballot box as a referendum. Let the people vote to decide two things. Number one, ballot access. You know, the state of Oklahoma. Now, I'm a Republican. I'm a constitutional conservative. I belong to the Republican Party. But Oklahoma was the only state in the country over the last two presidential cycles that only had two candidates on the ballot. And that was a Republican and a Democrat. And the reason for that is we have thrown up all kinds of roadblocks, made it very onerous to get your name on the ballot. And so I got a ballot reform initiative that the people get to vote on. In the next coming election cycle. So I'm excited about that. I also got the 10th Amendment resolution passed. So we've got some, you know, we've got some good changes coming up. And I'm excited. I meant the initiative petition and ballot access. Oh, something else, Jason, that I think mm-hmm. that people need to know about. That a lot of legislators around the country are waking up to is I was a Senate author this year on a rescinding the constitutional calls. Right now there are currently 32 states around the country over the years that have asked for a constitutional convention. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what happens. It only takes 34 states and then we will be forced as a nation to have a brand new constitutional convention like this.
And they can pass anything they want, almost carte blanche there, and really
anything.
Just... Mm-hmm. That is
right. Nothing will be held back. The Bill of Rights will be open for discussion. There have been Supreme Court decisions that said you can't have a single subject constitutional convention. Once it's open, everything is up for grabs. And I can tell you there's not a politician in this country that could hold a candle to the founding fathers and their divine inspiration. So I urge the other states around the country that are listening to this today to make sure your legislature repeals and recalls any constitutional calls for a convention that they've had over the last several decades, because there's plenty of them.
Well, Senator Brogdon, you know, my listeners and I stand with you, and hopefully we can get you elected to the governor. I thank you for your time.
Well, you bet. And go to my website, randybrogdon.com. I need your support. This is a grassroots move here in Oklahoma against the classic political machine, and I need your help and support.
All right. Thank you, sir. Folks,
bye-bye.
We're going to go to Mark Dice in a moment. But first, I want to thank another one of our sponsors. It's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. This is a solar power generator that is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand, even in the event of no power whatsoever. A lot of these generators, of course, aren't solar run, so you need electricity. So something happens, it's really not there to run. And plus, you're going to lower your bills anyway. You're going to get off the grid. They have all sorts of packages. It's mysolarbackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. That's mysolarbackup.com. That's a real green solution, not this phony, you know, carbon dioxide green solution. You want to lower your power bill? You want to get off the grid? MySolarBackup.com. Mark Dice coming up after this. Folks, the new book is Illuminati, Fact versus Fiction. And we're going to ask Mark, you know, what is fact? What is fiction? What's covered in this book? The author of the Resistance Manifesto. And he's even published, republished another book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. All available over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting...
This one's going out to my boy Paul Hartman, who brings you live Alex Jones and Jason Burmis every day. That's right, I got my own show. He really loves this stuff, actually. We got him a little cowboy hat. He goes pony riding on the weekends. It's really impressive. We're turning him into quite the cowboy here in Texas. And I got a little show of my own. I'm 9 to midnight Central Time. I'll be live tonight after major oral surgery later in the day. Because the news can't wait. Oh, that's right, I'm getting the 6 caps today, I think. They're just going to go right at me. We'll see what happens. We'll see how puffed up my mouth is if I can jabber my jaw. But right now, we're joined by one of the most, you know, in my opinion, outspoken and intelligent members of the Patriot Movement / alternative media, because he's really a pioneer in that as well. His YouTube videos going viral all over the place. One of the few people that actually does what he says and calls into places like Hannity and Savage and Limbaugh, gets on the air, and turns those into viral videos as well. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
All right, so why don't you tell people about this new project? It's available over at Infowars.com. We discussed it on my show a couple of weeks ago. It's Illuminati Fact versus Fiction. And how big is this book? I think it's like 400 pages or so.
The book's just over 400 pages, and I decided to focus more on the Illuminati. The Resistance Manifesto kind of looks at all of the New World Order, their institutions, the secret societies, their philosophies, how it fits in with Bible prophecy. So the Illuminati Facts and Fiction is more of a secular viewpoint, looking more specifically at the Illuminati, evidence of the existence and continued existence of the Illuminati, their institutions, their activities, individuals that claim to be members. If anybody's been into this for more than just a few months, you know that there's very popular videos out there by William Schneblin claiming to be a former member of the Illuminati. You probably heard the audio of this man named John Todd claiming to be a former Illuminati member back in the 70s. You've heard the allegations of the Illuminati being interdimensional beings working with aliens underneath the in the underground tunnels. And so I decided to really take a look at all of the claims, all of the people, the evidence, the sources for it. What are the, what is the fact? What is a possible exaggeration? What is speculation? What is a lie? And the book also covers a lot of the fictional representations of the Illuminati in novels, television shows, books, the Da Vinci Code, the Angels and Demons, which we can get into later, which is being released as a film next Friday, May 15th, which is going to bring the Illuminati sort of from the underground fringe, if you will, into the mainstream consciousness, but in a very tainted and false way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's such a good point, because a lot of people out there, they'll call me, what do you think about this, Jason? What do you think about this? Or they'll promote a theory that they just read on, you know, the above top secret website at 3 a.m. and hadn't looked into anything, just, you know, went through this little message board, and you're covering this up, you're covering that up, or you're lying about this. This really is trying to get to the heart of the matter on what we need to focus on and how we can show people that this does really exist. And in fact, you just republished another book, Proofs of a Conspiracy, that goes through a lot of this hardcore evidence.
Yes. For those who don't know, Proofs of a Conspiracy was published back in 1798 in English by a man named John Robison. And it floats in and out of print. And so I republished it, and it's available on Infowars.com. And it has the original writings of Adam Weishaupt, of the other members of the original Illuminati. And so we look at a lot of modern researchers, very credible people today, Jim Mars, Tex Mars, and others that talk about the Illuminati. But I am under the belief that in order to fully understand something, you need to go back to the beginning. If you want to understand cars, you need to first find out how engines work on a very basic level, or computers. You need to see the history of it, how it evolved, how the fundamentals started. And then you can have a better working idea of what's happening today, how the complex systems are functioning. So I took the liberty of republishing John Robison's fantastic book, which is very, very interesting when you read the words of Adam Weishaupt, and the letters from Adam Weishaupt and other original Illuminati members were published back in the late 1700s after they were discovered, after their members were arrested. And if you read those writings, it's very interesting to see what their goals were back then, and then you look at these modern organizations, the Bohemian Club, Skull and Bones, the Bilderberg Group, and it's exactly to a T what the original group had planned, taking over the media, secretly creating a backroom network to take over positions of power. You know, back in the 1700s, the only media really was print shops, and the mass printing was just getting started. There was obviously no radio or television, but they knew back then to take over the printing houses. And so I think John Robison's book is really one of the key and first books ever published on the Illuminati shortly after their discovery.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it only helps us to actually know your enemy, you know, and let's see what they had to say for themselves and then interpret it from there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Tex and Jim Mars, but they're secondhand sources. So let's hear it straight out of the horse's mouth. Now, I got a call earlier from somebody who wanted to hear your opinion. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Aleister Crowley. I'm sure he has a place in this new book, the Illuminati Facts versus Fiction. I know he's mentioned in the Resistance Manifesto. But his relation to Kinsey, apparently there's a book out there called Kinsey Crimes and Consequences, where Kinsey was openly discussing trying to get Crowley's diaries.
No, I'm not aware of that. Alfred Kinsey, of course, is one of the first and most popular what they call sexologists, and he did a lot of research on sexuality. But he was a very perverted man. He interviewed a lot of pedophiles. He would encourage his graduate students to have group sex. He himself was reported to be bisexual. He would secretly videotape orgies in his own house for research purposes, of course, so he claimed. And he is sort of the foundation for understanding modern sexuality, which is strange because he had such a perverted view of it. So it doesn't surprise me that he was interested in Aleister Crowley. Crowley himself, a very, very strange and perverted individual, very sexually immoral. And again, I don't mean to place a judgment on this man, but he had sexual diseases. He had sex with prostitutes. He was a drug addict. And so if you're going to look at Aleister Crowley as this new age guru, I think that he is an utter failure in that stance, because the Enlightenment teachings is supposed to make you a better person, make you understand your place in this universe and as a human, and connect you with your other humans and with the source of your creator and these divine rules and what we're supposed to do. And Crowley was just an utter failure. And I can even read some of the quotes from Crowley himself, where he says to worship people with fire and blood. Here's a quote from the Book of the Law, which one of his books that he claims was dictated to him by a demon that had possessed him, his wife. And, you know, where you look at the teachings of Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha, and they're going to be treat your neighbor like yourself. Don't steal. Be a good person. And here's a teaching from Aleister Crowley, page 41 of the Book of the Law. Damn them who pity, kill and torture, spare them not. The blood, the best blood is the blood of the moon, and then the fresh blood of a child. And last, that of the beast. Worship me with fire and blood and swords and spears. Just an utter evil person that taught completely contradictory philosophies to the code of morality that humanity should live by.
No, I couldn't agree more, and it just disgusts me whenever I, you know, turn on the BBC or the Discovery Channel, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, you know, Crowley's praises, and he's so misunderstood, and his study of Lucifer was really the study of technology, and he's a great man, and he was a real Renaissance man, and we should all follow him. It's more than perverse. Now, your new book is entitled The Illuminati Facts and Fiction. And the thing is that the Illuminati is about to take center stage in the mainstream consciousness with this new film, Angels and Demons, based on the prequel till The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. And we discussed that a little bit on my show. But why don't you go over for the Alex Jones listeners?
Yeah, the movie breaks next week starring Tom Hanks. And it's not just an ordinary film about the Illuminati. It's based on Dan Brown's novel, The Angels and Demons, who is the author of the very popular Da Vinci Code, which has sold over 60 million copies as of several years ago. And as everybody probably knows, the Da Vinci Code gives this conspiracy theory that Jesus had a family and that the secret societies are hiding that family from the evil Catholic Church, who has their secret societies that are tracking down the family members and killing them. And it was a very, very controversial book. When the movie came out, it was just the talk of the dinner table around the world. Angels and Demons is the prequel to that. The book was published in 2000, just a few years before Angels and Demons. And it's about the Illuminati plotting to blow up Vatican City in Rome with an antimatter bomb as a retribution for them allegedly arresting their members back in the past. And it's a fascinating read. I don't really read fictional books, but I knew that this was going to be huge, and I had to get up to speed on it. So I did read the book, and what we can do is go through some of the blatant lies and disinformation that Brown mixes in, because what's interesting about that book is that he mixes in facts and fiction. And in the beginning of the book, just like in the Da Vinci Code, he says that the Illuminati's real, that this book is based on facts, just the story is a fictional story about this man that is a Harvard teacher and a expert in the Illuminati and symbology, so religious symbols. And so the story leads you to believe that the Illuminati has been secretly continuing to exist and now is going to blow up Vatican City, and Tom Hanks needs to go and save the Vatican from this huge explosion, and the Vatican's having, they're voting in a new pope, and so it's the center stage of the world and everybody's watching it, and it's this big ordeal of him trying to track down the antimatter from the Illuminati. But what's interesting is that Dan Brown in the book mixes in actual historical Illuminati references and quotes, and mentions that they were had infiltrated the Masons and became a society within the Masons, mentions the popular internet websites for searching for the Illuminati in the book. One of his characters claims that he did a search on Google for the Illuminati and thousands of results came, and he noticed that people still believe that the Illuminati exists. He mixes in actual quotes from, I think, Winston Churchill, and talks about the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill, and does blend in some interesting real information with the story. What he gets wrong is that he makes the Illuminati out to seem like they're the good guys, except that they're now just going to be evil and blow up the Vatican. But the version that Dan Brown presents is that the Illuminati was a group of scientists, not a political group, a group of scientists. And he even gets the date wrong, because he places them way, way earlier. The original Illuminati founded in the 1700s, but Angels and Demons revolves around the famous artist, sculptor Bernini, Galileo. The Galileo was the man that popularized heliocentrism, which is the idea that the earth revolves around the sun and not vice versa, as the church taught, the Catholic Church taught. So Dan Brown says that Copernicus, that Giovanni, Bernini, that Galileo, they were all in the Illuminati, and it was just a group of scientists, and then the Catholic Church was pursuing them and torturing them and killing scientists, including Copernicus. That's what Dan Brown says, which did not happen. Dan Brown utterly created that fiction. Copernicus died when he was 70 years old in the 1500s, which is quite an old age. So he gives this false representation that the poor scientists were persecuted by the Catholic Church, which were persecuting people and were very corrupt and very evil and non-Christian, and continue to give Christians a bad name for the Inquisition and the activities that they were involved in. But it's fascinating to see a couple other instances that he mixes in that he claims are fact, that are just clearly fraud. He mentions that the Illuminati had these ambigram brands, and that they were branding people with this iron brand, sort of like you brand a cattle in retribution for the Vatican branding the cross on heretics, which I don't think actually happened. He mentions a couple other interesting facets, that the Bilderberg Group financed the Illuminati. So he mentions the Bilderberg Group, the Freemasons, the dollar bill symbology, architecture symbols, and all this interesting, somewhat factual information. And then later, what I'll get into is some of the interesting ties that Dan Brown himself has to the Illuminati. Very, very fascinating connections that he himself has and even continues to have, along with his publisher.
Yeah, and you know, when the masses see this, because really they don't read anymore unless Oprah tells them to, or it's a big smash hit like the Da Vinci Code, so the majority of people really haven't read Angels and Demons, they're going to be like, oh, you saw that movie whenever you talk about, you know, the New World Order or the Illuminati. Oh, you saw that movie. Yeah, they're not real. That's just a movie. And you're just like, well, actually, no, the Illuminati did exist, and they still do really exist in other incantations, and they've, you know, openly stated in their documents that they'll just go by another name. And really saying that the Bilderberg Group is funding the Illuminati, it's vice versa. It's the people at the top that use the Bilderberg Group, that use the CFR, that use the Bohemian Grove, that use Skull and Bones as a means to an end. And this is a do as thou wilt mentality. Why don't you talk about that, the do as thou wilt mentality of these people?
The do as thou wilt is the key term that Aleister Crowley taught, which basically means do whatever you want. Don't worry about the consequences. And so even in the Illuminati Facts and Fiction, I have a section dedicated to the Illuminati mindset. And I take a good look at their mindset and even consider, play devil's advocate, the possibility that they have the truth about existence and what are the implications for that. But the do what thou wilt mentality is a social Darwinistic view that basically means just do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. Take advantage of other people, which is obviously the philosophy of these individuals. They don't worry about any sort of divine repercussions. They don't care about anybody else's feelings, sanity, health, and they are leeches. That are ruthless and care only about themselves and their
organization. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acola Blue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Thank you.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're joined by Mark Dice, author of The Resistance Manifesto and now The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. They're both available over at Infowars.com, as well as the republished Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison. You want to hear about the Illuminati from their mouths, that's the book for you. And thank God for Mark Dice putting all this information out. You know, you may not agree with everything the man has to say, but I encourage you to at least go and check out his information, because I think a lot of it is spot on. And Mark, you were just about to discuss, you know, Dan Brown, his connections to the quote-unquote Illuminati.
Dan Brown is a graduate of Phillips Exeter Academy, which is a private boarding school on the East Coast for the children of the elite. Now, a boarding school is a place where rich families send their children to go and live and go to school. So this is a boarding school basically for high school students, so from 9th to 12th grade. He is a graduate of this school, along with some other very interesting people who I will name in just a second. But not only is this just a school for the elite, but back in 1930, a man named Edward Harkness, which was John D. Rockefeller's right-hand man, John D. Rockefeller, longtime Illuminati family, founder of Standard Oil, the patriarch of the Rockefeller family. Now, this man, Edward Harkness, back in 1930, donated almost $6 million to the Phillips Exeter Academy under the condition that they change their method of teaching to what he called the Aristotelian method of antiquity. Now, Aristotle was a student of Plato. Plato had this interesting concept of philosopher kings ruling over the people. Now, the philosopher kings were the super enlightened that knew better, and under his opinion should then decide what's best for the people and should rule over. So you have this individual that donated this money under the condition that it changed the method to this Aristotelian method. And so what they do at this Phillips Exeter Academy is they basically get a real education. Well, most of us are stuck in the poor public school. So over there at this Illuminati school, whose symbol is actually a sun, rising sun, with a beehive, more Masonic symbology there. That's where they really send their children to get a good education and learn about how the world works. By the way, adjusted for inflation, that $5.8 million donation today, $74 million donated to them. Some other interesting graduates who we're all going to be familiar with from this academy: David Rockefeller Jr., Jay Rockefeller, a senator of West Virginia who basically said that the internet needs to be shut down and wishes that we never created it. Peter Orszag, director of the U.S. Offices of Management and Budget in Barack Obama's cabinet. Gregory Craig, who's also on the White House Council. Some other interesting individuals: Mark Zuckerman, founder of Facebook. But you have these elite families that send their children there to get a real education and learn how the world actually works. And what's also interesting is that the publisher of Angels and Demons, the original publisher, was Random House, who is owned by a subsidiary called the Bertelsmann Media Group, who, according to the London Times and their own CEO, back in 2002, admitted that they were the biggest publisher of Nazi propaganda during World War II. So it's fascinating that his publisher was a Nazi propagandist, and now they're spitting out Illuminati propaganda.
All pretty much coincidence, I'm sure, Mark. We're going to come back on the other side with Mark Dice. We're going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Remember, you can see us live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.